This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show out.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
That's right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez. You have Reginald Atitula. We are live at Texas Star Grill Shop at 59 and Shepherd. Come say what's up to us.
We got
a nice little group of folks hanging out here with us. There it is. Yeah, there's the people. There's the people. That way you
and
know.
And have
I'm
they
not
even
lying.
Officially opened yet? You open at 10 or 11?
They
open
at 9.
They
if you need to come in, get yourself a grill of some sorts. There's plenty of them. I can tell you. If I started counting, it would take a while. But there's also all sorts of things to, you know, go ahead and grill your meat up with. Make sure that it's all nice and seasoned. Make sure that it's to the perfect temperature.
Got those Badia spices over there? That's what I would recommend, but that's just me.
Okay. All right. I don't know what you're going for there. Is that just a regular recommendation?
No,
or are you making
good.
A joke? That's what you use?
No, yeah.
Okay, very
oh,
good.
Yeah.
Very good. You can get John Lopez tips as well. And it's not just grills to look at. They are fired up and working. So if you want to come get something to snack on a little bit,
yes,
there's some of that out here as well. All sorts of things going on. Plus, an opportunity to win some tickets to Texans Colts if you come out. You have to win. You have to be here to win, though.
Mm-hmm.
So show up maybe on your lunch break and say what's up. And that's how we'll handle Texas Ticket Tuesday on this Tuesday. But let's talk a little bit about these Rockets. I did want to mention also Figgy. Figgy's back at the studio. You will still get your mixtape at 120 and all that. So don't fret by any means. Get involved with the program. I'm still looking at the YouTube. I still see you. I see someone said put Patterson at center, Juice Scruggs and Howard at guard, and then Fisher at right tackle. I've seen that as a popular kind of configuration of this offensive line. Going Tunsil, Scruggs, Patterson, Howard at right guard, and then Blake Fisher at right tackle.
We're going to dig in more on this because, like I said, I really think this is relatively big news that D'Amico gave us yesterday, even though the delivery was sort of straightforward. So we'll get into it more. I don't mind that too much, except maybe, Juice has played guard. Patterson's played center. All I'm saying is, because another message we got on the text board was, weren't you saying that they were a Super Bowl contender last week? Yes, I was.
Yeah, I was like, that's for you to answer.
And I don't think that's changed. All that's changed.
There's
is,
an if involved there.
All that's changed is you now know what the big issue is, and you have and what you have to fix. You know, outside of Kansas City and more recently Baltimore, there aren't a lot of teams that seem to have just about everything clicking. All these contenders, Buffalo, just go down the list, have some issues. I don't even know if the Niners are a contender anymore with their news breaking down. No, nothing has changed in the elements of this team. You know, the quarterback, the receivers, the running back, those are contending elements, but you got to fix the line.
Yeah, they definitely need to
fix the line.
We'll keep talking about that as we go along on the program. But another thing that there's opportunity to talk about is the Houston Rockets. Regular season, NBA season starts today. Now your Rockets will get going tomorrow at home at Toyota Center versus the Hornets. But they'll do so with a couple of guys being just a little bit richer.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit richer. So you get Alperen Şengün on a five-year, $185 million extension, which is a little bit more straightforward. And that felt like that was something something that was coming down the pike. Like Alperen Şengün would get his money. I feel like this organization has a pretty good understanding of what he is as a player. It seems like they've decided that they're going to play through him, and so that made this extension kind of understandable that they were going to do that. Submax, so you did not pay him the maximum of what was potentially there, which you imagine you got to applaud Rafael Stone for there. The one that I was a little bit surprised about was a 3-year, which really operates as a 2+1, as they like to say, because there's a player option on the back end of that. So 2 years guaranteed, and then, it's all guaranteed, right? But 2 years that you know he will have, and then the third year is a player option. $106 million extension for Jalen Green, a guy who it feels like this also says something about how the Rockets value Jalen Green and where he is in his developments.
The way I would put it, dumbing it down for myself, not our listeners, is I think they really, really like Jalen Green, and they love Şengün. Because there are some options there with Green. You're taking care of him. You're giving him, a lot of money. But
submax again.
But it is submax.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And people are making a big deal about that, like it's a heist and all this other stuff. I think it's just good, smart business on both ends. Obviously from the Rockets' end, you've got the 3-year contract, the 2+1, as you put it. Okay, if it doesn't work out, that's a good contract for the team. That's a pretty good contract for the team if it doesn't work out. It's a good contract for Jalen Green, too, because he has that option.
Yeah, he gets a little bit of money there, and he can get back to the negotiating table, obviously. Yeah. It's a little bit of a bet on himself while also getting some money in there, right? Instead of like holding out and thinking that in this season that he will do the things in order to make restricted free agency on the back end of that.
Exactly.
A place where he'll make his big money. He'll get a little bit of money now, but it's also a short-term deal where he can return to the table a little bit sooner. I saw some interesting kind of, because it feels like a lot of people locally are looking at this as like a absolute win. There were some people that were kind of looking at this and saying, I don't fully understand this necessarily. And one of those guys was Sam Vecenie. And I thought that he brought an interesting kind of critique about this, saying that it might not necessarily make a lot of sense in that if he's awesome, he opts out after 2 years and then you're paying him big money, which I don't know if the Rockets would have an issue with necessarily, right? You pay him the money that he is due, but the idea is if he is not awesome, then it's an overpay.
No, I don't think it's an overpay. No, I think it's a safe out, like I said a second ago. I think they're going to have to pay him.
Yeah.
You know, and what they're doing is they're protecting themselves in terms of years. It actually becomes And I'm not an expert by the at this by any stretch.
Oh, man, the NBA CBA is a mess. You have to have a JD in order to even understand
but,
half of it.
But I do know this with that 2+1. Like I said, if it doesn't work out, it's a very movable contract.
You know what I mean? The tough thing about that is if you're moving him, a team taking him on would want him as a player. I don't know if you'd move him as a as like a some level of
but we know we see teams all situation. The time no we see all the teams all the time that if it doesn't work out they find a team that'll take on that contract and then they move on they move forward from that. So that's that. Now Şengün I think is a really good deal on both sides.
Agreed.
Because he gets the 5 years.
Yeah.
And 5 years of you know, like I said, they really like Jalen Green. They love Şengün is how I would put it. They love Şengün enough that they would that they're going to run their team through him, you know, for now. They've got him for 5 years. That's when you're going to find out how good this team can be.
Yeah, I think for me, ultimately, I'm thumbs up on this one. I feel like the flexibility seems to be the thing that the Rockets have been striving for more than anything. And, you know, again, I'm not trying to put Jalen Green down in this way, but it seems like they've already, there's been reporting that they've already been open to the idea of if there is a star player, a better player out there, that they'd be willing to move on from Jalen Green. But they like him enough to now they extend the window on, you know, on that runway for him. If he's able to become a lot closer or what they anticipate he has the possibility of doing, then great, you have that. But there's also still flexibility to if something comes free in the upcoming 100%. Years where you have a high level player that's there to be that's gettable, you go get him. And I think that's the ultimate goal of a general manager in the NBA in this tough CBA as they've made it tougher. Give yourself flexibility, but also give your players opportunities to potentially become what you want.
I'm right there with you. I think it's good on both sides, and it's even good just in terms of the season that's about to start tomorrow. Because now these guys they know what they are and they know what they have, and the Rockets are going to start building through them, and we'll see just how which Jalen Green is always going to be the story.
You know,
we'll see about
and
that.
And how consistent is that Jalen Green?
Yeah,
that's all those. But now instead of just being all being on this one season, you now have I guess in theory 2 seasons, maybe 3 to kind of get a better understanding of what that is for. These Rockets.
Yeah.
Man, is that Sean Pendergast?
Sean Pendergast.
Who has popped out to the Texas Star Grill.
Let me see if he knows what poultry shears are.
Remember, he said he shears all his own poultry. that's the man. That's the man himself. Yep, that's him. But he won't do that out here. It smells good with all the grills that are going. I'm sure he's going to get something to snack on here as well. You should come out. See us, see Sean. I imagine he'll hang out for a little bit and register for the opportunity to win some tickets. But also, you know, maybe get a chance to look at some of these fine grills and some of the deals that they got going. No. You won't say that. It's some good deals out here. Mm-hmm. And apparently there's a Napoleon gas grill truckload sale.
Yeah,
well.
It's happening right now.
Okay.
Happening right now.
If that sounds like it's appealing, come out and say what's up. Coming up next, it's time for our question of the day, as we do typically here in the Loop. And with the NBA season starting up tonight, what's the dumbest thing that you absolutely love about watching the NBA? it could just be something as silly as mascots. I enjoy seeing the mascots. Let us know. 713-572-4610. Again, 5-7.
You got it.
Try one more time. 713.
I got your back.
572.
Yeah.
4610. Those are the numbers. That's the number to text. I'll get it right, I promise, in the break, and we'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.